So we just watched Invincible Season 2 Part 2. This is the second part of Season 2, which came out about last year, right around November. And we definitely got a lot to talk about with this one because we really feel that what they were able to pull off with the second season was something we did not expect, honestly. And as somebody who hasn't read the comic, just because I already started watching the TV show and the comic's kind of hard to find because I want to get a physical copy of it, I was not looking for any spoilers or anything. So I was kind of wondering how they were going to continue the story, especially after season one, which was so big and honestly just took me by surprise everything that happened. So before we get any further into part two of season two, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers, less than 2,000 to go for that. Super excited to get to that, but let's talk about this TV show and the second season and the second half, which insane. No spoilers, by the way. We will talk spoilers later in the week, so stay tuned for that. But this very much so picks up where we left off in the previous episode, and I think that the way they pick up this show and continue to amplify it even more as we go is just something that is amazing, honestly. So this is based on Robert Kirkman's comic book of the same name. Of course, Robert Kirkman, if that sounds familiar, Walking Dead. And this is just one of those other shows that I think is on another level. You have Steven Yeun, Sandra Oh, and J.K. Simmons as the titular characters here, and Steven Yeun playing Mark, who is Invincible, and his father is played by J.K. Simmons, Nolan Omni-Man, who is this superhero who turned rogue at the end of season one. I won't get more into that because I don't want to give too many spoilers, but if you're watching this, you probably already know. Sandra Oh plays Mark's mother here, and this show just does a great job at the superhero genre, because in a moment in time right now when the whole thing of superheroes can feel a little bit fatigued, and that is just the truth, because I think that the studios, the heads, and all of that are getting a little bit too lazy with it, and they're just writing the same story over and over and expecting people to just take that and take it again. Because I think the easy way is just to turn the whole superhero genre on its head and say, oh, superheroes bad, and now all of this happening, right? Like, that could be an easy cop-out. And I think that what Invincible and The Boys does so well, though, however, is the stories of the characters are always number one. It's not just about superheroes doing bad things, because that would just be dull if it's kept doing the same thing over and over. It's the story in itself. And I think that what we see here with the Invincible show that it is so exceedingly well is that the superhero part and all of that of the show is cool. It's awesome to see new heroes in other episodes, new villains and all of that. And it's really refreshing to see superheroes not just be like happy all the time and saving a day and that's all. But I think what's really great about the show is the struggle that Mark feels and the conflicting emotions and relationships that he has, not just with his family, but also with his friends and the other superheroes around him, are also conflicted with their own emotions. So there's so many layers to the story here, because you see what Mark's going through and how he interacts with everybody, but you also see how the other heroes around him interact with him and what all the problems they have going with them as well. I think the voice cast here is always amazing as well. Even Seth Rogen's in this show, and I think that this is one of his best roles here for sure, and in this season as well. I am a fan of the animation. I know a lot of people give these shows animation some flack and stuff. I think that it works for the way the show needs to tell its story, and it's very, in a way, brutal at times, but it also is able to show some very beautiful moments as well, just by the way that things are animated. So I really enjoy the animation of the story a lot. The writing as well is just so well written. You get all of these plot points that are happening, because at times there's so many things that happen in an episode, and it can sometimes slow the pacing, get the pace too fast, and then you're lost if that's the case. But I think what Invincible does well, it's able to hold your hand and take you through all the motions of the story and still continue to keep you wanting to watch the next episode, because that's exactly how I feel. Every episode, I was ready to go to the next one. And sometimes, you know, that can be a hard thing to achieve, especially with so many plot points happening at the same time and so many characters. And overall, I think this second part of this second season, especially with this second season being about so many things and being a lot darker in tone to the first season, for sure, I think that they were able to tell this story in the way that it needed to be told. And I am very excited to see what the future of Invincible holds, because I feel after the finale of the first season, the show completely took a different turn, and we saw it in the second season. And after what we see at the end of this second season, I think that the show is definitely going in a direction I never saw coming, especially watching that very first episode of season one. And that's exactly what I want in a media, that I want something, a story that is going to take me to places I never expected it to take me and make it make sense as well. And that's exactly what Invincible is. It is a show that is continuing to surprise me. It's continuing to fascinate me. And the amazing voice direction from all of the actors here, the amazing art direction from the animators, the composers doing the music for it, the writers writing all of these lines and these story points and just adapting what's on paper to the screen is just amazing to see. And I'm excited for it. So overall, I'm excited with Invincible Season 2. I hope that you enjoyed as well. Let me know what you think about it as well in the comments. And I will give Invincible Season 2 as a whole 4.5 out of 5 stars. I think that I feel that cutting it kind of lost a bit of the sauce for me, and I understand why it had to be cut, especially with the strikes and everything happening, but I feel like that cut, that abrupt cut, maybe was a point of like, oh, I lost some of the emotion, some of the energy going into that finale of that happened last year, and then coming back to it, it was like, it took me a bit to get back and caught up to speed. But I think that going forward, if they just do the whole seasons as they need to, I think we'll be okay. So 4.5 out of 5. Let me know what you think. Follow for more on things you love. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers. We will have spoiler talk this weekend. Didn't want to give any spoilers to you here, but let me know what you think about it. And as always, that is going to do it for me. I'll see you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.